This is a psalm that looks at how good it is to be joyful and praise God in all His goodness and majesty and awesomeness and justice and power. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 80. This is the podcast where we are reading through the Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, your humble host. Welcome. It's good to see you here. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today we're reading Psalms 33 through 35. If you'd like to know what Bible translation I'm using today, that info is at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode 80. LifeSpring Media is listener-supported. If you're interested in helping out, please go to lifespringmedia.com/support. Our Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, I pray that you'd speak to each one who hears. Open our hearts, Lord. Open our ears to hear. Open our eyes to see what you have for us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's get started. Psalms chapter 33. Joyfully sing to the Lord, you righteous people. Praising the Lord is proper for decent people. Give thanks with a lyre to the Lord. Make music for Him on a 10-stringed harp. Sing a new song to Him. Play beautifully and joyfully on stringed instruments. The word of the Lord is correct, and everything He does is trustworthy. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. His mercy fills the earth. The heavens were made by the word of the Lord, and all the stars by the breath of His mouth. He gathers the water in the sea like a dam, and puts the oceans in His storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all who live in the world stand in awe of Him. He spoke, and it came into being. He gave the order, and there it stood. The Lord blocks the plans of the nations. He frustrates the schemes of the people of the world. The Lord's plan stands firm forever. His thoughts stand firm in every generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed are the people He has chosen as His own. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all of Adam's descendants. From the place where He sits enthroned, He looks down upon all who live on earth. The one who formed their hearts understands everything they do. No king achieves a victory with a large army. No warrior rescues himself by his own great strength. Horses are not a guarantee for victory. Their great strength cannot help someone escape. The Lord's eyes are on those who fear Him, on those who wait with hope for His mercy to rescue their souls from death and keep them alive during a famine. We wait for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In Him our hearts find joy. In His holy name we trust. Let Your mercy rest on us, O Lord, since we wait with hope for You. Psalms chapter 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to Him and were radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and rescues them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints, for to those who fear Him there is no want. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves length of days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Psalms chapter 35. O Lord, stand against those who stand against me. Fight those who fight me. Take hold of a safe covering and rise up to help me. Take a spear and battle axe against those who come to get me. Say to my soul, I am the one who saves you. Let the people be ashamed and without honor who want to take my life. Let those be turned away and brought to shame who plan to hurt me. Let them be like straw in the wind. May the angel of the Lord drive them away. Let their way be dark and dangerous, with the angel of the Lord going to get them. For without a reason they hid their net for me. Without a reason they dug a hole for my soul. Let them be destroyed before they know it, and let them be caught in their own net. May they destroy themselves as they fall into their own hole. My soul will be happy in the Lord. It will be full of joy because he saves. All my bones will say, Lord, who is like you? Who saves the weak from those too strong for them? Who saves the poor from those who would rob them? People come telling lies. They ask me of things that I do not know. They pay me what is bad in return for what is good. My soul is sad. But when they are sick, I put on clothes made from hair. With no pride in my soul, I would not eat, and I prayed with my head on my chest. I went about as if it were my friend or brother. I put my head down in sorrow, like one crying for his mother. But when I would fall, they would gather together in joy. Those who say things to hurt people would gather against me. I did not know them. They spoke against me without stopping. They ground their teeth at me like bad people making fun of others at a special supper. Lord, how long will you look on? Save me from being destroyed by them. Save my life from the lions. I will give you thanks in the big meeting. I will praise you among many people. Do not let those who hate me for no reason stand over me with joy. Do not let those who hate me for no reason wink their eye. They do not speak peace, but they make up lies against those who are quiet in the land. And they opened their mouth wide against me. They said, Oh, oh, our eyes have seen it. You have seen it, O Lord. Do not keep quiet. O Lord, do not be far from me. Awake yourself. Come and help me. Fight for me, my God and my Lord. Say what is right or wrong with me, O Lord my God, because you are right and good. Do not let them have joy over me. Do not let them say in their heart, Oh, just what we wanted. Do not let them say, We have swallowed him up. Let all who are happy because of my trouble be ashamed and without honor. Let those who think they are better than I be covered with shame and without honor. Let them call out for joy and be glad who want to see the right thing done for me. Let them always say, May the Lord be honored. He is pleased when all is going well for his servant. And my tongue will tell about how right and good you are, and about your praise all day long. Psalm 33. What a joyous psalm that is. It's written to all that have called on the name of Jesus to be saved, because it's written to the righteous. And because of our belief in the saving power of Jesus' shed blood, righteousness is credited to us. This is a psalm that looks at how good it is to be joyful and praise God in all His goodness and majesty and awesomeness and justice and power. It's like a wonderfully fresh breath of air on a crisp, clear, sunny, blue day from the top of a pristine mountain where you can see for miles and miles and miles in all directions all of God's goodness. This is a psalm of celebration and hallelujahs. Joyfully sing to the Lord, you righteous people. Does this psalm just lift your heart? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow, our scripture is Job 23 and 24. I hope you join me. Until then, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.